We have with us today Coach Shelley Powers and assistant coach Lindsay Morelli. They're going to share with us how the team has been practicing and what to expect this season. You can call in to ask a question. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Shelley and Lindsay. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Doing great.
Doing wonderful.
Wonderful. Yay. So how has practice been going so far?
It's been going. Doing lots of work in the gym. We actually have 20 girls that have been showing up regularly, which is almost double what we had last year. We started last year, I think, with 14 or 15 girls, and then, but consistently, we only could get like 10 girls in the gym. So this year we have double, which is crazy. But thankfully, we have Lindsay on our team with us this year. So we have three coaches total, which has been beneficial for sure.
Yeah, and then the other coach is Brian Herman.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Yeah, and we're all glad to have him too.
Yeah.
He's pouring away down the hill.
Yeah.
Concrete. So.
Oh. Yeah. Down on St. Michael's. That's the place to be.
It is.
When did you all start practicing for the season?
We started September 10th.
Okay. Yeah. So 20 days you've been practicing.
Wow.
And Thursday is the first game. You're going to Juno.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about what to expect for this.
Okay, so it's actually a tournament. It's called Juno Jive. And there's usually a few teams from up north that don't play in our region that come down for it. And then most of the teams from down south in our region. So we'll get to see some teams that we don't play in our normal regular season, and then probably play some teams that we play throughout our season here.
How many teams?
Don't actually know the information on that. Last year, I think there was, I don't know. There's probably more than 10 teams that show up. Yeah.
And is it just Thursday?
No, it's Friday, Saturday.
So we leave on Thursday.
Gotcha. Okay. So Friday, Saturday, and then you all come back on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like an outflux of athletes on Thursday. Cross country goes north, then we go north. So Alaska Airlines is busy that day.
Yeah, definitely. How does your team look this year?
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No, they actually look really well. We have we started out with 9 freshmen. We consistently have had. And so, like, we have enough for a JV team, and we've actually been considering what that looks like because we haven't had that, like, even option in the past. And so we have a lot of older girls who are back and, like, ready to rip the court, and we've got a lot of younger girls coming up that are excited to get better and playing with the older girls, which inevitably right now they have to because we don't actually officially have a JV team.
Right.
Wow.
We're looking at getting Petersburg over here in the next week or two to hopefully play a JV game, so that'll be
extra,
definitely new for our high school team, so that's exciting.
That's really exciting. Yeah. And so for this this weekend coming up for the Juno Jive tournament, how are you as coaches feeling, and how's the team feeling?
You can go first.
Well, I'm on a crutch, so no, I'm actually really excited. I was hoping to not be, but it's been a testing year anyways.
Yeah.
Like, for one, coaching volleyball on an official level, which has been really fun, versus just coming to play with the girls. And I think I'm just excited to be a part of that process, not only because we have twice as many girls, but to be able to contribute when it comes to younger girls and older girls. And learning from Shelley and Brian both has been really awesome with that. And so with this tournament, I think it'll be a building tournament because we have so many younger girls coming up. But at the same time, it's kind of is that starting block of, like, you're coming out of the blocks ready to go, but you may not know everything yet.
Right.
So it's a really good opportunity for these girls, especially playing teams we don't typically play.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this tournament this weekend. I am also a little anxious just because last year I got to travel with Brian every single time. He won't be traveling with us for this tournament, so that'll be new for me. Comes with challenges, but also I'm up for it, and just excited to see the girls play. Like, it has been hard because we've been missing a couple of our lead players for the last few practices just because they're involved in other sports or maybe doing family travel. So, but it's also a good thing because we can get some of the newer players in on the court, hopefully, and just getting, like Lindsay said, kind of a building, kind of a weekend for us, you know. So, the girls, just to see what the girls are made of this weekend. So,
and they're excited. I mean, the girls love traveling, but I guess fortunately and unfortunately, we only can travel with 12.
Yeah.
Which means we can't take everybody.
Oh.
And so, like, that's the incentive for us to get the JV, like, aged girls or, like, that would be not traveling to also get playing time as well.
Yeah.
So we're just really pushing for us to be able to play Petersburg here or in Petersburg.
Yeah.
But also just being able to really hone in on those ones that will be traveling. So, like, for those girls that are kind of on the line or, like, as alternatives, it gives them incentive to want to really push themselves to getting better.
Okay, so how do you choose the 12 girls? And this is a thing, like, for the whole season?
Yeah.
Only 12 can
only
travel.
Only 12 can travel, correct. And that's why it's like, okay, we've got 8 extra girls that won't travel, but they're coming to every practice, you know. So we want to be able to provide a game or something for them to be able to do as well. Through the season. I mean, it's beneficial to have girls in the court just so that you have more people to play against and practice with. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is something you have to decide. A lot of times it goes based off of their grades, who can travel or who can't travel. Mm-hmm. And but also just skill level is probably the main thing that you look at, because when you take your team out, you do want to win games. So you want to take your most skilled players,
and you know
you kind of have to go, okay, well, you want a wide variety as well of, like, hitters and blockers versus passers and servers that you're looking at as well, and who can fill in for a player if they're not doing well or if they get hurt. So you kind of have to balance that.
Oh, that's so interesting. So the 12 girls that are traveling this weekend, are they the set travelers then, or this is gonna
Not necessarily, because we do have one who's out for cross country, and she will probably be traveling with us most of the season.
For sure. And then we have a few of those younger girls that are kind of up and coming that kind of flip-flop depending on their skills and as they progress in hitting or passing or serving and consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we've had a few say, can we come for extra practices because I want to get better?
Yeah.
And that's a great thing to come to your coach, you know, and for us to hear, because we know they want to excel in learning.
Yeah.
No, nothing's ever set in stone.
Right.
I mean, because again, the grade issue is a thing as well. So if somebody's not passing a class, then we'll take a fill-in player.
Or if an injury happens, which they inevitably do.
We've been having a lot of those.
Yeah,
it feels like
preseason war bench.
Yeah,
we've had our little MASH injury bench with ice and crutches. And
yeah,
I'm leading the pack, so I can't really say much.
Oh, no. Yeah. And so for home games, the players that don't travel, they will be playing.
Potentially. Yes.
Yeah. They can all be on the bench, which is great.
Yeah.
So
we'll
have a long bench. I don't think we've ever had one that long
before.
When
we only have a certain number of jerseys as well. So, but yeah, again, the reason why we want to be able to have a JV team.
Yeah.
So this year was a big push for fundraising because we would love to be able to develop that further in the next coming years for JV, for having two nets, because that's a thing that we don't have right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we only have a one net set up, so we have literally a badminton net so we can have an extra space for serving and for passing and different things. And so our vision is to get two so we can turn to two side courts, and we have a big divider that comes down in that gym, but we don't have the setup for two separate nets at the moment. So we've been really...
That'll be a big
that.
Project that'll have to get approved through the school, and because they're going to have to put holes in the floor and all that stuff too.
So
and paint new
vision.
Lines and all that. So
hopefully
a couple years down the road.
I'll help. So how was the fundraising? How has that been going?
Oh, it went awesome.
Yeah.
We did our first fundraiser. It's an online deal through Scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls sold popcorn. It was like just an online store, and or people could just donate money if they felt like they didn't want popcorn. And we raised, I don't know what our total numbers are, but it's going to be close to $10,000
I know that they will take out, I don't know what the percentage is. There's a percentage for like the actual sales that the company takes out. But for donations or any cash or check or anything, that goes directly to the volleyball program. Yeah. And we're so appreciative. Like, it's been so amazing to see the people rally behind us.
It was awesome.
Oh, my goodness. So the team raised $10,000 with the popcorn?
Yeah, with the popcorn and donations. And donations. Popcorn and donations, yes.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah.
How much is a net?
Well, a ball machine is $10,000.
No. I think it's like $2,500 or something. I don't know. I don't think it's that much. But I don't know how much a net is.
Number one thing is
Brian
travel.
Know that.
Yeah, for your team. Like that's the biggest thing. Because everyone, you know, with 12 people plus 2 to 3 coaches, like traveling is your biggest expense for sure.
Yeah, it opens up potential for possibly going to a different tournament. Because the school does only pay for a certain number of travel weekends. So that's kind of what we raise money for, as well as equipment and or to get an Airbnb instead of having to stay in the school on our region tournaments like that.
It's a 4-day deal and you're trying to sleep in a room where they actually have classes still
going
on.
They have to kick you out early in the morning.
At 7 a.m. you're all out kind of deal. So it's kind of a lot of logistics. So it really allows the girls to do their schoolwork and have a quiet space and different things.
Yeah.
Or having coaching jerseys.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah. You know, look like a uniform United front. Yeah.
Definitely.
That would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. How often will you be traveling this season?
I think we have five tournaments. Every other weekend. We'll be traveling 5 weekends, but one of the weekends that we have games is a home game. So we'll have 6 weekends total where we're playing volleyball, and every other weekend we have off.
Wow. Where are you going?
Juneau is our first one, then Haines, and then we have our home game, then we have Skagway, then we have Craig.
Craig and then Skagway, right? Because Skagway is regions.
I can't. Oh, yeah.
Craig, then Skagway.
And then, hopefully, state.
In Anchorage.
Yeah. You have to qualify for that at regions. You have to win either first place or second place. And we won the last 3 years in a row. If we win this year, it will be the first time ever that
volleyball
won that many times in
a row. Won 4 in a row. So that actually is one of our girls created team goals, and one of them was to win regions this year. So orienting their practices around that.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I have a question here. What are your goals for the season and how do you plan to make that happen?
Yeah. Okay, so goals, definitely, yes. We want to win regions. That's a huge, huge goal for us. And how we accomplish that is working hard in the gym and getting everybody to show up at the practices and, you know, having the intensity and the willingness to work hard
pushing each other. You show up to practice like you're ready to play a game. Because if you practice how you play, you know, like, so if you're not practicing in that mode.
Yeah, that's what we keep telling the girls.
It's going to roll over to your game. Yep. So if you let that ball hit the ground, you probably will let it hit the ground when it counts.
Yeah.
So really trying to reiterate.
This is game time.
Yeah, your focus is, you know, what you make it. So, but it's been really, really a fun thing. So we did a preseason kind of Saturday goal setting, you know, practice as well. And the girls and us sat down and actually created some team goals. And togetherness was kind of one of the first things that they came up with pretty immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of unity as a team and togetherness, really encouraging each other. And when you have such a big team and a lot of different ages like that, that's a big deal.
That is a hard goal. And the first thing that they decided to do, we did a team dinner. And so that's kind of new for us. We haven't ever really done anything outside of just practice and traveling. And so the captains were like, hey, let's do a team dinner. And we got to do that. And that was really fun. So hopefully we'll do some more of those just to, you know, foster that togetherness.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Was it all like home-cooked meals or did you go somewhere?
Yep. I guess I hosted and Shelly kind of ran the cooking side of it. And a few of the girls came and helped in the preset. And a couple of the girls stayed and helped clean up. And
we did taco bar.
It was great.
Awesome. Yeah. And this leads to my other question about togetherness. Mm-hmm. So how do you stress or how will you be stressing the team the team aspect mm-hmm. when they're all together on and off the court, you know?
How do we stress that?
Yeah, well, we kind of put it into the captain's hands this last week. Because, like, we can say what we can say, but when it's coming from your peers, you kind of hear it differently.
Right.
It comes to you differently. You receive it better a lot of the times versus being told, hey, do this. It's like, hey, guys, like, let's do this together.
Yeah.
So we have two seniors that are our captains this year, and they have stepped up and kind of actually called an early practice and really wanted to talk to the girls and before practice mm-hmm. about, like, this is our goal, so how can we make that happen?
Yeah.
And so I think a big part of it is including them in that.
Absolutely. And who are the captains?
Christina Johnson and Paige Hoyt.
Okay.
Yep.
Really cool. Tell us about practice. You practice every day?
Mm-hmm. Yep. From 6:30 to 8:30.
Yeah, we got
the late night gym time. Because middle school basketball is practicing just before us, and they get done at 6:30. So
yeah,
we just do a quick switch and off and running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like you do your warm ups and all your arm warm ups, and then you get right into passing and hitting and serving, and right into. I mean, this focus right now is kind of getting into your rotations
because. Yeah.
Those are things you need to know in game time, so you're not thinking about it, like, where do I need to be?
Yeah, I'm trying to work everybody into the court, too, is hard to practice sometimes, too. Like, okay, wait, I haven't been over there yet. I need to figure that out. I'm like, okay, yeah, we got to work everybody in during practice so they know what they're doing at when it comes time
and
for
we
game.
Had girls move here this year, too, that are juniors and seniors, you know, that are brand new to to Wrangell in general.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of a cool shift of just, they are older, but they haven't never been in our program before.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Really cool. How many girls that are new here?
I mean, at least
two.
Yeah.
Two that are
from
new.
Out of town. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then the 7 to 9.
And then all
the
seven freshmen.
Yeah.
Seven freshmen.
Yeah.
Seven freshmen.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if they all stick around.
Yep.
In the next 3 years, it'll be really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that actually leads to my other question. How has the team adapted after the mm-hmm. seniors left? And, you know, you have the freshmen come, mm-hmm. the seven freshmen and the two new older players.
We had three seniors last year that we lost. And this year we got one of our starters who wasn't here last year. She was traveling across the world.
Yep.
She's back. So that kind of offset some of the loss right away. And then it's been a little bit of an adjustment. The freshmen that are coming in are actually very athletic and have been pursuing volleyball even outside of regular volleyball time. We had open gym all summer. So had quite a few dedicated girls mm-hmm. coming to that. And that helped offset also the loss of having some solid seniors.
Yeah.
I think at first it's always going to look a little bit different. I don't know if that's the right word or, you know, it's just always a challenge right at first at the beginning of the season, trying to get everybody to get in a groove and mm-hmm. start working together and figuring out how each other plays and things like that. So
yeah, it's like that rotational groove. You kind of start filling in and you're like, oh, they work really well with this person, because once you have that down, then they can really rely on, like, oh, I know you're on point on this, so I can rely on you for this, versus our older girls saying, I just have to cover everything because I don't know if they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
so that's the helpful thing about continuing to do those kind of things and drills and things for them.
It's gonna smooth out
for
sure.
Okay, so we're
feeling like it could be even possibly better than last year.
Oh,
because we have more girls who are well versed in all the skills versus just one or two really skilled players. We have multiple, even on the bench, girls who can fill in pretty easily. So it's been good to see for sure. So
and Brian, he's a great coach. Like, his expectations of the girls, like, they're not over the top, they're not like unrealistic, but he knows their potential.
Mm-hmm.
And so he really coaches like via that. And so it the intensity and practices can get a lot, and they're like, I'm kind of feeling overwhelmed, but then they get into game play and it's mm-hmm. like, wow, this is so much easier. Like, because he's, you know, we've been able to push him to this level in practice, thinking, I'm going to be playing Goliath when on the court. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's not that bad at all.
So you're not in the groove yet.
I don't feel like it yet. No.
Okay.
No.
We haven't consistently had everybody at practices because of just other sports like cross country, a couple of injuries out of town. So it's like we're still kind of like getting all the connections set.
Yeah.
So I think this once this week is over, cross country will be finished. Go cross country.
Yeah.
But we want to, I think it'll be great to have everybody kind of there.
And hopefully can really everybody can get their muscles and joints and hurts healed, and then we can get off and rolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Are there any specific players we should be on the lookout for?
Ooh, you mean like dangerous or
yes, who is dangerous?
All of them.
Yeah. Yes. Well, who are the lead players and then new players then?
I think this year we shifted to Sophia's kind of going to be our libero. Mm-hmm. So that's like they stay in the back row and they're passing because that's just one of their just strong skills. She's a great hitter. She has perfect form in a lot of her things, but it's kind of one of those switches that these guys have decided.
Christina Johnson's always one to watch. She's been our setter for the last 3 years. This is her senior year. So it's going to be fun to watch her this last year, and also kind of it's bittersweet.
Yeah.
She'll be very, very hard to replace come next year.
Sets and serves.
Yeah. She's very talented. And upcoming, we have our eyes on Clara Carney.
Mm-hmm.
She's done really, really well. We're excited to see what happens with her over the next few years.
Yeah, she showed up at a lot of open gyms. She went to a volleyball camp out of state. And I think it's something that she's really interested in pursuing. So
yeah. Nice. But overall, like the freshmen coming up, it's just fun to watch them, you know, just because they're new to the game, but they're excited to play. And it's good. They're all great. All the girls are great.
Yeah. Yeah. And were there any newcomers that didn't know how to play volleyball and then you had to teach them, or how does that work?
Ava. Garrett, she's the new superintendent's daughter, Josh Garrett's daughter, and so she's new to the team.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she's
played a little bit like recreationally before.
So it's kind of just coming into like our team aspect would be new for her.
Yeah, and then Ava, some of them have such similar names. It's very difficult. We have a Natalia and a Natalie.
Eve, Ava. We had Evie. It's like a lot of names. But Eve is also she's got a lot of height, and so blocking potential is she can just
through the
she's
roof.
There
yeah
so it's really nice.
That's exciting. And so but she hasn't played since she was in eighth grade.
But eager to learn and wants to know the rotations well, and so
we actually have a lot of height on our team this year than we've had ever. I think
a bit in kind of each category of ages: freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. So so that would be nice.
So I don't know how it is working with newcomers. You just treat them like any other volleyball player that you're coaching. You know, it might take a minute to figure out, like, how to communicate. And, you know, you just watch them. And hopefully coaches know the game enough and technique enough to just be able to tell them how to critique, or, you know, how to critique them into doing the things the proper way. I don't know.
And you get a few of those girls that they may not have the height, but they have the hops and they have the passing too. So it's like you don't want them to get stuck in the back row because it's like, oh, but you can hit so well. Like Natalia, for instance, she has a great hit. She has the ability to jump and stay in the air. So even if she's early, she's still in the air.
Yeah.
But she's a great passer as well.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited to see her growing.
Yeah, that's definitely.
So because it may ping that right now they're a great passer, but they become a really good asset on the hitting end. And I mean, she'll even, you know, she steps right up to be a blocker, even though she's not the tallest player by far.
Yeah.
But she's willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So a big time is just attitude. Like, what's your effort level? Because and that honestly is part of the traveling considerations as well. Do you want to be here?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely. That makes sense. Especially with the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, what makes a well-rounded team?
As far as what
I'd like 10 things go through my head. Yeah.
Like, technique-wise or like skill level-wise, I mean, you want to have at least two really decent passers. You need to have a skilled setter and at least two skilled hitters.
And
that would make consistent servers. Like, we talk about this in practice all the time. We want our serving percentage to be 90%. If we can serve 90%, mm-hmm. we will win most games.
Yep.
Just because it's a free point that you're giving to the other team time you miss a serve.
It's the one thing that is in your control.
Yeah.
Because the ball is in your hand to start.
Yeah.
So consistent, aggressive serving. All around for everybody, I would say. And then, yeah, those other numbers I just gave you. As far as skills go.
And I think, the biggest thing for volleyball is talking on the court. Like, if it's quiet, all of a sudden stress, is, through the roof, because it's, all of a sudden you're thinking about, I can't mess up, versus that ball's mine, you know? Mm-hmm. So if they're telling you that's my ball or, ball's out, or then you're focused on the game and the crowd just kind of blurs out because you're so focused on what your team is saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's in the gym.
Yeah.
So that's a huge one.
Yeah. And for you guys, what's involved with coaching? There's also I'm sure there's mentorship, right? And all of that.
Yeah.
Us as mentors towards the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's being available, before practice or staying after if somebody needs to talk or has questions or concerns and, whatever that looks like, accountability with each other and with the girls as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's a privilege to be a coach in that you get to be a role model. It's not an obligation, it's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that is a big part of it, is just really being somebody that, because you get to play sports for 6 years, if you do junior high and high school, and a few get to go on and play in college. Like, I know both her and I did sports mm-hmm. in college, but not everybody does that. So the skills you take away are things that are just in your life. Are you going to be, really wanting to pursue life with everything that you have, or are you going to give up when it gets hard? Those things are if my legs are burning because I'm really tired or I can't, what am I going to do? What decision am I going to make in that moment when the pressure is really high?
Mm-hmm.
So those things will carry you through your whole life. And so being a part of that and being able to support girls in that process, because a teen girl, there's a lot of other things going on in your life, not just your sports.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of we are here because we care about you, not just because we want to win a game.
Yeah.
So their well-being is far more important to us than a championship. That's always a bonus, why we want to come and practice hard.
Yeah.
But we're not going to compromise somebody's well-being to win a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Calling them to be the best that they can be is for sure. But yeah, I don't know what your question was.
What was my question?
It's what is involved?
Yeah. What's involved with coaching?
Yeah.
Shelly has a lot of logistics going on in terms of communicating with the principal and the ADs and the other coaches and finding rental vehicles when you're in and out of town or a place to stay, and
just figuring out how to communicate to the girls with on the phone and
band app.
Yeah. The band app. Yeah. That's probably a good idea. Being available every day for practice. That's a huge one, especially we all have families outside of volleyball.
Yeah.
And it's just time, really.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to sacrifice time
yeah.
for the game. I love volleyball and I do love hanging out with the girls. It's really fun. We have a lot of good laughs and
mm-hmm.
and more will be involved when we start traveling as well. So that's some of these trips up to Haines and Skagway. We're gone for 6 days because of the timing that it takes to get to the airport and then catch the ferry the next day and back and forth. So it's two extra days every time we go up that far north. So that's 4 more days away from my family.
Yeah.
That's a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
But we are traveling with a baby this year.
Yeah.
So Denver's going to be well seasoned in the game of volleyball.
She's going to be our little mascot.
She's a little wolf. And she's less than a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
7 months old.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A little 7-month-old volleyball player mascot right now.
Yeah.
So we're close to the end. Is there anything else either of you would like to say about coaching or the team? Or this season?
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely for everybody here in Wrangell, like, we're going to see if we can get, like, live stream information for the while we're out of town, because that's not always familiar or, like, set up. But in town, we have games October 22nd, 23rd, or 23rd. No, it's 24th, it's 25th, maybe.
Yeah,
Friday, Saturday.
Around that time.
Yeah, I think it's 24th, 25th. That's the Friday, Saturday. So we will be home that tournament, so come out and watch it for sure.
Tri-Valley is coming down to play us. So this will be a team that we don't get to see in our regional play. We played them the last 2 years in state, and they enjoyed playing us. We enjoyed playing them, and our competitive level is more equal to some of the teams that we might play in region, so it should be a really fun match.
Really cool. Yeah. I'm sorry, but where is Tri-Valley?
That's a really good question. Tri-Valley High School. Yeah, maybe we could Google it.
Yeah, it's definitely up that way.
It's
like
up north.
I think out of Anchorage area. I know Christy Good would know, because you were just talking about Tri-Valley, because she
There's
goes to a tournament
people,
up there.
Yeah.
They're like screaming at the radio, we know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, call.
I've never
call.
Been.
Tell us where it is.
But yeah, so that's definitely one of the things. And we're hoping to get a JV game, and having support for them would be also, you know, tentatively October 21st after school. But we'll see. Like, that's kind of the plan at this point, is to have a JV game with Petersburg on October 21st.
Yeah, it's in Healy, Alaska.
Okay.
I'm just zooming out right now, near Mount Healy, near Denali.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought, but I wasn't sure. I was like, cause I've never been. I know I had looked it up last year, but
a couple hours outside of
mainland
Anchorage.
Alaska.
Yeah, south of Fairbanks, north of Talkeetna.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, thank you both so much for coming on and talking about the volleyball season.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
And just
on.
Shout out to everybody who did donate. And
yes.
I mean, if you're obviously welcome to always do that at any point, but we really appreciate your help.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And how can people donate?
Cash, check.
Yep.
Venmo.
They can, send it to the school under Wrangell High School Volleyball.
Okay.
Or find one of us on the street or one of the girls and they take it to the office. But
yeah, easy. Great. Awesome. So that was Lindsay Morelli and Shelley Powers, both coaches for the Wrangell Wolves High School volleyball team. Good luck this season.
Thank you so
much.
You.
You're welcome.